And so I'm going to invite our practitioner, Barbara Conant, up forward right now. She's going to come and lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is already and always right where we are, and do a contemplative reading for us. And so I invite you just to begin to kind of settle into yourself, to move inward to that place, not of doing, but the place of your own beingness, to let yourself slow down and to let the day fall away, and to just allow yourself to be. And so we are going to move into that space by singing We Are, that is by Denise Rosier. And if you don't know the words, you can sing it, or you can just take it in and just allow it to help you slow down a little bit. I turn within and I recognize the wholeness, the love and light that I am. And realizing this truth, there is a subtle feeling of joy that spreads and encompasses my entire being. I know that perfect love is here where I am. Spirit's loving intelligence is everywhere, and it is here right now as the essence of living beyond limits. We are all part of this one creative being, and it encourages us to move forward and accept its love into our life. I live in the grace and awareness that I am Spirit's instrument upon which love, light, and joy are played. And then it is sent forth out into my world to touch those all around me. And so today I bless everyone. I bless everyone gathered here and on YouTube. I bless Reverend Jennifer, her inspiration and love that she brings to her talks. We are all here, and we all hear what we need to take with us to inspire us to have a beautiful week. I bless Ray and the practitioners, and I bless all spiritual paths, knowing we are all one in mind and spirit. And so it is. Good morning, everyone. Today's reading is from 365, Science of Mind by Ernest Holmes. It's entitled, I Contemplate the Presence, and it begins, it doesn't matter what we call the infinite, so long as we remember that there is a secret place of the Most High within us, and that we may consciously enter in it by merely knowing that we are already there. This is the place where the universe meets us in its wholeness without any restrictions whatsoever. This is the place where the All delivers everything. This is the place where the All delivers everything that is, that it is to us. Anything that helps you to enter here is good. If you say prayers, make affirmations, repeat beautiful passages, or just sit in the quiet contemplation of your thought, realizing the presence of life, you will do well, for all of these methods lead to the conclusion that the power exists and is available to us. All life, all health, all love, all peace exists in this power. Our loneliness, our sense of isolation, our doubt, our results of being disconnected in consciousness from this divine self. Therefore, I let go of every inharmonious limiting thought, and I quietly turn within and acknowledge that the inner presence of my own being, beautiful, uplifting feeling of harmony, peace, and love flow through me like a river, elevating my consciousness to a new and higher level of acceptance and unity. And so it is.
So it is. Here we go.
Where should I go? I'm going to come forward a little bit too. I don't know. All right, we'll see how this comes
out. So I have a question for you. Do you have any stressors in your life? No?
Yes. You have a wife?
You know, right? You have a life. You know, perhaps you're experiencing some sort of a health challenge. Or maybe somebody in your family's having a health challenge, or maybe there's someone in your family that you're needing to care for, or maybe you're caring for your grandchildren or your parents or your spouse. Maybe you're having a challenge in a relationship that you have. And then, you know, there's all those other stressors that are just there all the time, like having to meet deadlines and having unpaid bills and having what feel like responsibilities just building up and building up so that you have more responsibilities all the time. And it also seems to me like right now there's a lot of stuff going on in the world that feels very stressful. And that stuff that feels stressful can cause us to have anxiety and cause us to feel stressed out. Like the fact that COVID numbers are going up. And like the fact that schools are opening and we don't know what exactly is going to happen when schools open. Or the fact that fires are burning all over the place and that those fires burning are just creating more greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, which is just accelerating global warming to a greater degree. And then there's the fact that the Taliban is now taking over Afghanistan and we don't know what the consequences of that are going to be. And all of those things feel stressful. Any one of those things can feel stressful to us. And so the title of my talk today is Who Cares? Mm-hmm. And what I'm talking about is who cares for you when things feel stressful? Who cares for you when life feels difficult? Who cares for you when things are troublesome? Do you take good care of yourself when things feel stressful and do things that are nurturing and things that are healing? Or do you continue just to put yourself back in the fire again where things feel stressful? You know, any one of those things can feel stressful. They can cause us to feel concerned and worried and to have anxiety. And in turn, they can cause us to have problems sleeping and to have stomach problems and just to feel anxious. And regardless of what the stressors are in our life, they all create the same response in our bodies. They all create the same stress response. Our heart quickens, our muscles tighten, adrenaline and cortisol are dumped into our bodies. We have the bodily reaction inside of ourselves as if we're being chased by a lion, only it doesn't end after 3 minutes. It just continues on hour after hour and day after day and week after week, that stress response in our bodies. And regardless of what's happening in our own personal lives or what's happening in the world, underneath all of that, we really want to have a sense of peace. We really want to have a sense of our own well-being, to know that we are safe and to know that we are secure. As you know, the problem is when things are happening like that is we spend so much time focusing on the problem, focusing on the difficulty, on what isn't working, focusing on the threat. You know, we read the news on our phones and we listen to the pundits discuss all the problems that are going on in the world on TV and on the radio and on our phones. In fact, don't those pundits often kind of seem like Chicken Little, where they're just running around screaming, "The sky is falling, the sky is falling!" That's what it seems like a lot. And then all of those things keep our stress levels high. And then on top of that, then we make up stories about what this stuff means and what's going to happen, and we play the what-if game. What if it never gets any better? We tell ourselves, oh my gosh, what if this just gets worse? We tell ourselves it's only going to get worse and we're all doomed. Do you find yourself saying that? Talk about global warming and tell yourself we're all doomed. When things are stressful in the world, or when things are stressful in our own lives, we are called to take good care of ourselves. We are called to practice good self-care. We are called to do things that create a sense of well-being within us. Parker Palmer, who was an author, educator, and activist, said, "Self-care is never a selfish act. It is simply good stewardship of the only gift I have, the gift I was put on earth here to offer others." Self-care is never a selfish act. We are the only ones that can take care of ourselves. That's our job. That undue attention on the stressors of the world in our lives also causes our bodies to have that stress response where the sympathetic nervous system is activated. And when that sympathetic nervous system is activated, what happens is it narrows our vision. It narrows our vision because when we're being chased by that lion, we need to figure out where to go, not notice all the things that are all around us. It narrows our vision. It narrows our thinking. And what happens then is our higher thoughts disappear. Because our only concern at that moment is for survival. But when that when the sympathetic nervous system is activated with the stresses of our lives, it does the same thing. It eliminates our higher thinking. It shrinks our thinking of possibilities. And we can do the opposite of that. We can do the opposite of that. We can purposely create that relaxation response in our bodies and in our thinking. We can purposely activate the parasympathetic nervous system, the part of ourselves that allows our bodies to work in homeostasis, the thing that allows us to feel in our bodies peaceful. It allows us to have a sense of well-being, and it creates room within our thinking for creative solutions to come forward. Some of those things that we can do, some of the things that create that relaxation response, are quiet. and soft lighting. Predictability and human contact. Comfort of the body. Rest. Connection. Listening to relaxing music. Being in nature. Meditating. Praying. All of those things are really important things to do when life feels stressful. And I was reading Breathe magazine this week, and she had some suggestions of things you can do also to initiate that relaxation response. She says, massage your feet with lotion or oil or cream. Take a warm bath and allow your body to just rest in it. Turn the lights down and listen to quiet music. Turn off your cell phone and give your full attention to a friend or a loved one. Hug someone who feels safe. Cuddling an animal or a pet can also be good for this. Take a few deep breaths, focusing on your exhale. All of those things keep us present in the moment. All of those things, doing any of those, causes us to actually be where we are. They cause us to not be in our heads and to not be in our worries, but instead to be in our bodies, to be in the moment. And you know what? In that moment, wherever you are, in this moment, you are okay. In this now moment, you are okay. And I know also on top of that, when things feel stressful, it can be really easy to forget the fact that our thought is creative. And that when we are focused unduly on the things that aren't working, we're just creating more of that, and we're just holding that thing in place by our thinking. When it's stressful, it's easy to forget that our consciousness, that our thinking, that our focus is creative. Ernest Holmes, who is the founder of this philosophy, said, "The creative law which you use is like a mirror. The thought you hold before it is like an image. The mirror reflects the image that you hold before it. Hold there, then, the image of faith and of expectancy, with enthusiastic conviction and with undying trust." Worrying and fretting and catastrophizing do not do anybody any good. Like I said, it just continues to hold the thing you're worrying about in place. But on the other hand, having faith, having expectancy that there is a perfect solution, that there is a perfect answer, that there is a perfect resolution, creates space for that thing to unfold itself through your consciousness. And because you are connected with everyone else, it creates an opening for that thing to reveal itself in the consciousness of humanity. It's kind of like cleaning out a pipe. Have you ever seen old pipes and how they have all that crud built up inside of them? In fact, that crud can get so built up that no water can actually even get through them. Having faith and expectancy that there is a perfect solution, that there is a perfect answer, that there is a perfect resolution that already exists in mind, is like cleaning out that pipe. It creates room for the creative solution to unfold itself. It creates room for the flow of life to flow. Doing affirmative prayer is like cleaning out that pipe. It expands our vision. It allows us to perceive something we were unable to perceive before. It allows us to see something new that we haven't been able to see up until that moment. Ernest Holmes said, in prayer, we are lifting our mentality to a place where our vision becomes adjusted to a new viewpoint, adjusting our experience to a fundamental harmony which exists in the universe. We are adjusting our vision to see something new in that affirmative prayer. Seeing past the problem, allowing ourselves to see past the problems of the world, allows us instead to move into that realm of infinite possibilities. And I think sometimes actually reading stories about the new things that are being created in the world, or the new things that are being discovered or realized or put into action, helps us build our faith that there actually is a solution. Because prior to that thing being created, we weren't able to see the solution. Let me move into the shade again. And so I'm going to share a story with you that I read this week.
Maybe? There we go.
The story goes like this. Drinking and driving don't mix when alcohol is inside the driver. But what if the leftover dregs from a whiskey distillery could replace the fuel inside the gas tank? Whiskey is a potent potable that has fueled many things. Rebellion, imagination, some pretty epic hangovers. Now it's powering huge tractor-trailer trucks that deliver the Glenfiddich Scotch. A fleet of low-carbon trucks powered by biomethane will soon be carrying Scotland's iconic whiskey, thanks to a partnership between Glenfiddich and a sustainable transportation company. It's estimated that every truck on the road will displace up to 250 tons of CO2 every year.
Wow.
Distillery waste materials are run through an anaerobic digester. The resulting product is a low-carbon, low-particle biofuel. Glenfiddich has become the first distillery to process 100% of its waste residue on its own site. Then is the first to process those residues into biogas fuels to power its trucks. And finally, to be the first to install a biogas truck fueling system. Their, quote, closed-loop system is set to cut annual greenhouse gas emissions by up to 99%, an equivalent environmental impact of planting 4,000 trees. Reading things like that, people discovering things and coming up with things that we never thought were possible, helps inspire our own creativity and helps motivate us to feel more faith, to be able to anticipate a perfect resolution, a perfect answer, a perfect solution to whatever the problem is that's going on in the world or what's going on in our lives. I also read this week that NASA has instrumentation that is helping to fight wildfires. A NASA instrument on the International Space Station is providing firefighters with valuable intelligence regarding wildfire progression and hotspots. Data from thermal maps has helped frontline responders contain about 53% of the bootleg fire in southern Oregon, which 2 weeks ago was the largest burning wildfire in the U.S. From the space station, to be able to see on thermal maps where the fire is progressing and where it's burning to help firefighters. I also read mussels are being used to clean up microplastics. Belying their humble evolutionary stature, the mussel can do something that humanity could only achieve by spending millions on equipment, and that is cleaning microplastics smaller than 5 millimeters out of the ocean. Mussels' constant filter feeding is being tested as a potential wide-scale application for microplastic cleanup in our oceans. A voracious filter feeder, mussels absorb microplastics and then excrete them while doing no harm to the organism.
Wow, that's incredible.
The possibilities are endless. We don't have to get caught up in the sky is falling. Yes, there are things that need changing, but our faith and our openness to answers and solutions as humanity is the thing that enables us to discover them. In the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes says, when Jesus explained to his disciples that they had failed to heal because of lack of faith, they protested. They protested that they did have faith in God. Jesus explained to them that this was insufficient. They must have the faith of God. The faith of God is very different than a faith in God. The physical universe is built out of belief. Faith, belief, acceptance, and conviction. So what is the faith of God? What does that mean? You know, it's different than the faith in God, which says God is going to do something to solve this problem. Instead, having the faith of God is knowing, a deep knowing, a sensing, a grokking, if you will, knowing that knowingness that is beyond words and beyond being able to explain, that there is an intelligence that imbues everything. It is sensing and knowing that creativity is, that it is everywhere present, that love is. It's the very nature of who we are. That harmony and balance and order are the very fabric of existence. They are the fabric of life. It's knowing that oneness is the truth. That being one with that infinite presence, that absolute intelligence, that we are one with it. It is knowing that that infinite potential is everywhere present, in and through everything. It's knowing that that one is active, and that that presence is unchanging. That unchanging presence permeates everything. That's having the faith of God. It's seeing as God sees. It's knowing as God knows. It's seeing through those eyes. Infinite potential is the reality. And so we are being called to know those things. We are being called to take our mentality beyond what is, and instead to tell ourselves the truth with a capital T, that truth, the omnipresence of an infinite love intelligence that animates everything, that is at the center of all that exists and all that is yet to be. When we do that, we find our peace. When we do that, we find our own well-being. When we do that, we make room in our consciousness for creative solutions to unfold. We become a part of the solution rather than part of the negative energy that is swirling around. And so my invitation to you this week is fourfold. And the first one is to ask yourself, when things feel stressful, how can I best care for myself right now? Close your eyes and ask yourself that. How can I best care for myself right now? And I invite you to open your eyes. So take time for self-care. Unplug from the problems. Worrying about them is not creating a solution. Unplug and take care of yourself. Practice self-nurturance and self-care. And two, take time to remember the truth. The truth with a capital T. And that probably means actually doing something, like doing affirmative prayer or reading something that is inspiring, like we read 365 Days of Richer Living, something that inspires you to remember what you forget when you're just looking through your very human eyes at this world. Read, meditate, pray, and commit to being your own source of well-being. Commit to being your own source of well-being. That's your responsibility to take care of yourself. And commit to being an opening for that love intelligence of the universe to unfold itself in your own life and in this world. And as a result of that, you will be moving through your life with a greater sense of peace and a greater sense of well-being, centered in that living spirit that is always right where you are. And in turn, you will be naturally acting as a beneficial presence in this world. And so blessings to each one of you on this path of remembering who and what you are, remembering that, yes, spirit is the only power that exists, and to bringing good forward into this world. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me right now in an affirmative prayer. And so I do. I take my attention from this world of form and turn my attention to that one infinite divine presence, that one from which everything has sprung forth in this universe, recognizing that that is a presence that is none other than creativity itself, that is none other than absolute intelligence and wisdom and knowing, that it is a presence of love and of peace, a presence of harmony and of order. And it is this presence that is unfolding itself in and through this entire world. It is this presence that lives at the centermost point of our own beingness. For it is what we have come from. For we are each emanations of this most high God, this absolute presence. For I see it everywhere that I look, in the trees and in the plants and in the animals, in the birds, in the creative ideas and solutions that are unfolding themselves through humankind. I see it within the heart of every single person. And as I see that heart, I see it in myself. We each see it in ourselves. It is the thing that motivates us to become and be a beneficial presence in this world, to be part of the solution. And so I recognize that right now, even in our openness, even in our receptivity to the unfolding of absolute good, we are causing and benefiting our own lives and humanity. And so today we open our hearts and we open our minds, knowing that as we do so, that presence unfolds itself as the perfect solution, as the perfect answer, as the perfect way forward. And so I speak this word too, not just about each one of us, but I speak this word about every single person on this planet. That each and every one of us is an emanation of this divine presence. And right now, that divine presence is having its way in and through and as humanity. It is having its way as love and as perfect guidance, as direction, for we are each being led into creating a world that works. I speak this word about every single political leader, politician, decision maker, that right now the intelligence of God is expressing itself as their decisions, as their choices, as their insight, and that it is leading and guiding every single one of them. And so I speak this word knowing that love is active, intelligence is the foundation of everything, and it is active, and that God is just everywhere present. And so I release this prayer into that creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself right now, simply because we have said yes, and simply because it is the truth. And with that, I release this word in gratitude, and I say, and so it is. So I'm going to invite our practitioner, Barbara, forward now to lead us in an affirmation, which is on your handout.
So if you would join me, today, I commit to being the source of my own well-being. I practice good self-care. I do things that nurture my well-being and that make me a positive impact on the world. And so it is.
And so now it is time for our offering. So I invite you to come forward and bring your offering up to this basket if you brought an offering with you today. And if you didn't, that you are continuing to support us online or sending checks to my house, which some people do, I thank you for your ongoing support. We really appreciate that. And so if you brought a check, I invite you to come on up.
We also take care. Sorry.
I'm bad.
Blurred it out.
Yeah.
And so I invite you to join me in a blessing of this offering. And so it is from this place of connection with that infinite divine presence that I speak this word. It is from this place of absolute gratitude for this community, gratitude for this philosophy, gratitude for this entity called Living Beyond Limits, and gratitude for the truth. It is from this place of fullness today that I bless this offering, knowing that it is transmuted into ministry and that this offering today acts as a blessing to each one of us and to each person who is to come here in the future. And so I bless this offering today. I bless this community. I bless Living Beyond Limits. And I invite you to join me in sending a blessing out to this world, to every person, to every heart, to every home, to every place of business, every continent, a blessing of peace, a blessing of abundance, a blessing of health and wholeness, a blessing of wisdom and of good. And I say thank you, God, for all of this. And I say, and so it is. And so really, I think I only have one invitation for you today. Well, first I want to tell you, on that little handout, I actually printed those things out. Some of the things that create a relaxation response and a sense of well-being, the quiet, rest, soft lighting, so you can remember when you take that home. The only invitation really is that we are looking for a new home, an indoor place that we can meet. I'm really hoping that we're going to do that beginning October. So if you have ideas, or we're inviting you just to kind of keep your eyes and ears open, if you see something that you think might work for us, the parameters are on that handout. And you can talk to me or Chris Braunschweiger, or talk to Chris Braunschweiger if you have any ideas. And she's kind of leading that team of what we're looking, of us looking. And so that's it. And so until we see you next week again, know that you are loved and that you are valued and that we are so glad that you are here. So blessings to each of you.
Yeah.